Okay, good afternoon. Got a good Miami team coming in here. Their defense playing at a high level. When we turned the film on and, you know, you watched them last week, they played New England. And, you know, we generally really put about six games into our scouting report for everybody. And then we all really look at the whole season to examine the whole body of work. They're playing really high level of defense. And excited to get back to the stick and compete against the Dolphins. And guys are working hard, locked in, and know what's at stake. So any questions?
Dolphins and every other team that
you know, I think a lot of teams this year have chosen to do that. They've taken away the deep throws and tried to force the underneath stuff. And at times we've been very, very efficient taking advantage of that. And, you know, it's something we got to continue to do, and you can't control what the other team does. So, you know, if they're going to take away something, you want to work somewhere else. And our guys have done a pretty good job of that so far.
Does it help that not everyone has to be on the line like the Raiders?
I mean, I guess what I'm getting at is what made them successful against you guys is in part talent, not just speed.
They got good players. Everybody's got good players. The Dolphins have an extremely talented defensive line. I think they're ranked seventh against stopping the run, and that's pretty hard to do. They got a really good defensive line, and our guys are—you know—they're getting ready. They're watching the film. They're studying their matchup, and you know, have a lot of respect for what the Dolphins are doing.
After the game Monday and yesterday, Jim talked a lot about the play calls toward the end. How second guessing do you do yourself for those calls, the pitch in particular, just in the way that before the Acres field goal in regulation?
I think, you know, you go back and you look at every call and, you know, you judge your intent relative to, who you're asking to do what. And, you know, you assess that decision. And, you know, one thing is when plays work, you generally say that was a good decision. When they're not executed or they don't work for whatever reason, hey, maybe we should have done something else. In that case, you know, there's too many moving parts for that situation. You know, certainly when it was called, the result was not what we expected. But, you know, it's just something you measure and, you know, you try to learn from and you move on if it doesn't work.
Looking back on it, the pitch, what are your thoughts on that particular play call and the risk-reward at that point in the game?
I'm not going to get into the X's and O's aspects of it. I'll just say the result was not what was the intent of the play call. I always look back and say, did it work or didn't it work? Why not? And then move on from there.
How do you assess your overall play call?
You know, if we win the game, I generally think it's good. If we don't, you know, it's got to be better. That's just how I look at it. Well, you know, it's not about play calling. It's about execution, ultimately, on the field. And that's something we've got to get a lasso around real quick. You know, 49er football is smart, tough, opportunistic football, and penalties certainly don't fit into that equation. We just had too many of them. You know, some of them we personally didn't agree with and are just looking for some explanation on, and hopefully we can learn from that and move on.
You've been impressed with Alex Smith's development and particularly his ability to pull and use athleticism for a 6'7" guy.
Yeah, Alex, I thought, had one of his best games, if not his best game last week. Technically, from an assignment standpoint, everything he did last game was really well. And he's come along really well. He's learning every week. You know, so you see a lot of different styles of defender, a lot of different styles of defense. And Alex is the kind of guy we want, a guy that's pushing – to get better every week. And so he's doing a great job. When he gets out in space, he can get rolling. It's a bit like an 18-wheeler going down a hill. And he did a great job last week on a couple of our perimeter plays.
Given that,
You know, whatever back we have in there to compliment Frank, we feel good about. And, you know, there's definitely, you know, it's definitely something we don't want to overload Frank with over the length of a long season. Really believe he got a little bit, gave him a few too many plays last week. But, you know, whatever back we put in there, we feel really good about. And, you know, anybody that's on the active roster could possibly play. LaMichael's a guy that's been working hard, and, you know, it's very possible he could be playing this week.
How was that call made when it came to Frank? Is that a sideline decision or did you?
There's a couple different ways it happens. There's times when he, you know, he'll pull himself out, you know, which is good. We feel good about, you know, where he needs a blow or whatnot. And there's times when we'll, you know, try to get another guy in there to spell him. So it could happen either way.
Specific, this is a Brandon Jacobs play call and get in there.
Yeah, there's times when that happens. There's definitely times when that happens. But also, he's earned the right to spell himself, and you know, we want to make sure he's fresh.
If James does play, would it be more of a specific, you know, he's in here for this package of plays?
You know, I mean, whoever's active has got to be ready to handle everything. Certainly, when you have a guy, one specific guy in with a specific skill set, you're probably going to lean towards his what he's really good at. That's what we try to do. However, you can't just say, all right, well, you know, this guy's in, so we can only do this. That's got a short shelf life.
How is Michael developing the pass line?
He's coming along. You know, it's not until you get out there. You know, it's been since preseason, since he's actually pass blocked. You know, he works hard with Coach Rathman in the drills. And, you know, but, you know, you never truly find out till you get out in the game. On Sunday afternoon.
I'm sure you want to know the pitch questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Pitch it at me.
But and since you've been here, obviously in part because of the way that play turned out, and I don't think any of you see the play call has gotten so much scrutiny, criticism, and whatnot. Would you like that as just part of the hazards of your job?
Yeah, I mean, any play you call, bad things can happen, and good things can happen, great things can happen. I think. You know, you see the gamut of them as you go, as you do what we do, and you know, we take a lot of pride in putting our players in position to succeed. And when they don't work out, you know, for whatever reason, you know, criticism comes with it. You know, we love our fans, want to give them wins, and one of the reasons the NFL is so popular is because everybody's got an opinion, everybody's got passion for it, and it's one of the great reasons you're part of the NFL.
What kind of day did you watch the Redskins use the option quite a bit against the Giants and National Television? Very effective. Do you see that being part of the future of the NFL, sort of this ability to do lots of things, including the NFL?
I do. Felt that way for a while, and I do think it does have a role, you know, relative to who you're playing with. And you know, I can remember Pittsburgh ran an option play against the Packers in the Super Bowl a couple of years ago. You know, it's in a lot of people's playbooks. Some people feature it more than others, but you know, those kind of plays put a lot of pressure on a defense. Again, it all comes down to execution.
Thank you.